Joel Mabus before that with a song he calls Bubba's Three B's, Barbecue, Banjos, and Beer. I'm thrilled that Hope Savasta and Evan Harris are still here, because when we developed the 10 to noon hours of the Saturday Light Brigade, the idea was to have performers in our 11 o'clock hour, who generally are adults and playing around, to be here early enough to hear the youth performers, which they were, and for the youth performers to stick around and hear the adults so we can learn all sorts of different types of music together. And we had operatic songs today. We had a song in Japanese. We had popular standards as well as some modern almost spoken word poetry type music. And now we're going to get to hear some old time music done with a great authenticity, some great vocals, and also a lot of fun too. It's really a pleasure for me to welcome, and we'll get to know them this hour as well, the Sidewalk String Band.
All right. Hangman's Reel.
Nice to have you guys here. I hope you're comfy and fitting here around our SLV campfire. We have not had an old-time group here in quite some time, and it's not been due to a lack of trying or a lack of wanting. And let's get to meet you guys, because surprisingly, unless my memory is really fading, I don't think either any of us have really gotten a chance to know each other before. And I'll start with you, Jessica. Just come a little closer to that mic so I can hear you. Mm-hmm. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I live in Swissvale.
And this is Jessica Spicer-Landis.
Yes, right? Jessica Spicer-Landis.
Spicer.
Yeah.
I should have known that, because my German would have come in handy there.
Yeah, that name is from the Alsace. My husband comes from the Alsace. So we came here to Pittsburgh about 3 years ago, and I've loved Pittsburgh. I loved getting together with my bandmates here that I met in the last 3 years. It was kind of a chance meeting in a way.
How did that happen?
Well, I kind of knew Zach, the mandolin player, and And I knew that he was moving to Pittsburgh, so we said, hey, when you move to Pittsburgh, we should get together. And then we were playing on the street, which is kind of the reason for our for the name of our band, Sidewalk String Band. And Phil walked up. Phil, just a random man on the street, walked up and said, hey, I played the banjo.
Phil, he was born a random man.
So I said, hey, can I be in your band? And they're like, sure.
Yeah, you can be in our band.
You had to audition first.
Well, yeah.
It was tough. But it was passed.
Very rigorous, yeah.
Yeah, it really had to hold up to all the other guys on the street just walking by.
Exactly.
So what brought you to Pittsburgh?
My husband is going, he's a grad student at Pitt. And so we live in Swissvale, love our Swissvale. I set up a violin studio there. So I'm a private Suzuki violin teacher. And I'm really enjoying that with my students.
Well, that's great. And your students, you should consider having your students play here sometime. We'd love to do that. Now, let's turn to Zach. And what brought you here? Jesse mentioned you moved here around the same time? Or?
Yeah, I came to Pittsburgh to go to Carnegie Mellon for statistics graduate program.
A good place. Is Steve Feinberg still there?
He is. He's one of my advisors.
He was one of my professors when I went there like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. I like him a lot. Although, well, we'll talk about his tests. Like he was tricky.
Yeah,
great guy.
I've had him for a class too.
How long have you been playing old-time music?
I don't know when I started.
I mean, did you start as a kid? Or
it snuck up on me. I've always played whatever I could listen to. And I'd say I really got into it about the time I met Jessica, because we met at an old-time fiddle festival about 3 years ago. So that's when I got more into it.
And where did you relocate from?
I was in Washington, D.C. at the time.
Great. And you've apparently liked Pittsburgh so far, at least I hope.
It'll work.
Good. Yeah. And that's a great I'm just teasing, but that's a glowing endorsement.
It'll work.
Yeah, it'll work. It's good. And Jesse, where did you come from?
I grew up in Lancaster County.
And I'm sorry, you probably prefer Jessica.
Jessica. Oh, that's nice of you to ask.
Uh-huh. I know these things. Jennifers, some are Jens, some are Jennies, and of all the Jessicas, there's Jesses and Jessies and Jessicas.
Right.
And it says Jessica right here. Yeah. It says, don't call her anything else. And let's meet the other band member here, whose name is Phil Giamatti?
Giamatti. That's very close there. Yeah,
it was close. And he's playing guitar. And how do you fit into the picture other than being a random guy?
Well, I'm a singer. I've been singing all my life. And I went off to – I'm very much a Pittsburgh native. I grew up in the North Hills. Went off to Allegheny College for college, and I had brought my big upright bass with me, so I quickly fell in with the folk group. You know, this very vibrant folk and bluegrass community up in northwestern Pennsylvania. And I kind of brought a little bit of that back with me here, so when I saw these guys playing, I was like, well, all right, maybe I'll see if I can jam out with them sometime.
Oh, terrific. And where did you go to high school?
North Catholic.
Okay, so right... Right in the near north.
Yeah, right at the hill.
Let's get to some more music. What would you guys like to do next?
We have actually a lot of interests. We have old-time interests, but we also have popular interests. So
Middle-time.
So we're going to play Don't Pass Me by the Beatles.
Listen for your footsteps coming off the drive. I listen for your footsteps, but they don't arrive. I wait to hear you knock, dear, on my old front door. I don't hear you. That doesn't mean you don't love me anymore. I hear the clock ticking on the mantel shelf. I see the hands moving, but I'm by myself. I wonder where you are tonight, why I'm by myself. I don't hear you, does it mean you don't love me anymore? Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue, 'cause you know, darling, I love only you. You never know you hurt me so, and I'd hate to see you go. Don't pass me by, so unfair. You were in a car crash and you lost your hair. You said you would be late tonight, about an hour or two. That's alright, babe, I'm just waiting to hear from you. Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue, 'cause you know, darling, I love so, and I'd hate to see you go. Don't pass me by, don't make me cry.
Sidewalk String Band, that was delightful. That was really well done. It takes a lot of work to get a song like that sounding that good. That was terrific.
Thanks.
You can learn more about Sidewalk String Band by going to their website, which is simply sidewalkstringband.com, no the in there. And just like Jessica, it's Sidewalk String Band, not the Sidewalk String Band. It's the Saturday Light Brigade.
Well, there are many Sidewalk String Bands out there. You don't want to be the, you know, presumed to be the Sidewalk String Band.
Right.
Actually, I was kind of amazed that sidewalkstringband.com was available, because that's a great name. It's a great name. And not only because, as you point out on your website, its acronym is SWISBY, which is nice. You could have Swisby Frisbees and Swisby Swizzle Sticks and whatever you choose to do.
Wow, great idea.
Yeah. It's 11:31. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. I want to be sure we get a lot of music in, and great vocal, by the way, on that song. Just sounded terrific. What do you want to do next?
This is a little surprise. Something from my childhood, at least.
Ooh.
Mixed in with an old-time tune. So we'll play the Mexican Hat Dance and Whiteface, which is actually a modern, more of a modern old-time tune named after a breed of cattle. Thank you.
Sidewalk String Band. That song was fun for lots of reasons, or those two songs. First, there was the great tempo build-up to the Mexican Hat Dance, but you didn't get to see this on the radio unless you were watching really carefully, but the classic standard old-time leg raise for when we're about to go into maybe the last 16 bars or so. Only the true old-time bands have the standard leg raise, and it was done by Jessica quite gracefully, I might say. I am teasing, but I'm not really. I've always, that's an old-time thing,
yeah,
right?
Your
hands are busy, so.
Yeah, there's. I don't know of any other mm-hmm. genre that really does that as consistently as mm-hmm. the old-time music community.
It's the brake pedal.
Yeah.
we're gonna change here. Yeah.
You're listening to the Saturday Live Brigade. I'm curious about your instruments. In particular, I was looking at Phil's guitar, and I can't read the inside of it from where I am, but his guitar has no pick guard and no name visible. Tell me about this instrument.
Well, this is a funny story. This is not my instrument. We were busking on Walnut Street last night, and I broke a string on my guitar, so I borrowed my roommate's guitar, and this is it. So I really don't know much about it. I know it's a Martin. It's a Martin acoustic. It is a Dreadnought. And I'm glad that he had it because it sounds great. But,
yeah, it's a nice guitar. And isn't it different to you to play without a pick guard? I mean, are you noticing
that? I usually play a Martin. It's like a carbon fiber guitar. So this is actually very similar to what I usually play. I really like it. I think it's got a good sound.
Yeah, it's great. And, Zach, that is an interesting-looking mandolin. Does it have history with you? Or?
A short history. I ordered it online about 3 years ago or so. No, 2 years ago. From Musician's Friend, and
yeah.
That's when I started.
It's nice. I'm looking up. It's a little bit sort of a European style, almost.
There's two main styles of mandolins. I think there's A style is the simplest kind, and the F style has this curly thing on it, but this does not have the curly thing. So it looks cheaper, but the sound, I don't know.
Oh, it's got the bazooki look. I don't know if I'd say it looks cheaper. It just looks different.
Streamlined. Aerodynamic.
Simple.
Yeah, it's aerodynamic.
When you put it on top of the car and you're driving, chances are it'll still be there at the end. And what about this fiddle, Jessica?
My fiddle was made by David Palm in Saskatchewan. I think it was 1992, and my violin teacher at the time had it and said, hey, I've got this great fiddle, you should try it out. And it had had a rough start because it was in transit somewhere else and had gotten broken and then was sent back to the violin maker. And
if only it had been more aerodynamic.
I know. It may have been the aerodynamism.
Yeah. He set it out, you're saying, I'm sorry.
It went back to the violin maker and got fixed and has been good as new ever since. I love it. It's kind of, sometimes you have a relationship with your instrument that you don't have with anybody else. And I think it's kind of like that.
Well, you guys sound great. I should point out that you'll have a chance to hear them and see them, maybe with these same instruments, although perhaps. We'll be able to get Phil some string money, and he'll have his other guitar back. String theory could be, we could have Zach borrow a cup of string theory from Carnegie Mellon and trade it in for some strings or something like that.
They really resonate, those hyper strings or whatever they're called.
Oh, I'm starting to fret. you'll have a chance to see these folks and hear them and see their instruments when we present our next solar concert, which is this coming Wednesday at 12:15, right in front of the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh in the beautiful Buell Community Park at Allegheny Square. 12:15 is the time. I think you'll enjoy getting a chance to see them. Let's listen to what they're going to do next.
We're going to tone it down a little bit, I think. A little waltz you might recognize. Thank you.
happy to meet me. Blossoms of snow, may you bloom and grow. Bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever.
Sidewalk String Band at the Saturday Light Brigade. Gosh, you guys have lots of surprises inside of you. I was expecting that to be an instrumental, and to hear you harmonizing and singing with that is terrific. You've picked your next one, I can tell.
Yeah, so a lot of our tunes are not original with us, but might include an original idea. This one actually is like 90% original. Zach, do you want to say a little bit about it?
87% original.
87%?
Oh, what a statistic. The statistics guy. Yeah. Listen to this. Which T test did you use there? Never mind.
Yeah. I wanted to write an old-time song. I had this vetted, though, at the old-time fiddle festival I went to this past summer, and they said it's not an old-time song. So I don't know what it is. But
the community hath spoken.
And you'll notice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to be ready. Yes, there. Mm-hmm. Make sure you don't get shunned or anything. That's a very...
After it was declared not an old-time song, we decided to add some more modern influences too, which you'll notice.
All right.
Thank you.
Sidewalk String Band. You guys are good. You guys really sound great. Have you had a chance to play out much? You're all pretty busy people. I know we've got you at the Solar Concert Series this coming Wednesday. You were in Shadyside last night.
You know, the first time we played out was a party at Bill's house. Bill was our first fan. Do you remember our first fan? So a shout out to Bill.
Hi, Bill.
And that was like maybe a year and a half ago. But since then, yeah, different art openings, parties.
Community events.
Community events, festivals. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Radio programs.
Radio programs. Oh, my goodness.
We can add that to our list now.
Yes. If you go to sidewalkstringband.com, you can find contact information. It would be fun to book you for something, so you should consider getting a hold of them. The dynamics of that piece were great. Your musicianship is really good, as are your vocals. And how do you spend a lot of time working on that? The song you just did, to be able to play that as precisely as you did, has to take some work. Maybe not. Maybe you're all just really...
Well, it repeats a lot, so once you get the first part down, the rest of it is pretty... But yeah, we spent the past week or so putting that together.
How often do you get together to play?
Well, depending on our schedules, we try to get together as often as possible. So, you know, once or twice a week, hopefully.
Yeah, I think I'm always, because I'm not a musician, when I hear things, but I understand music pretty well and can read music, I can play it, but not very well. But when I hear things like the crescendo of that song beautifully coming up the way it does, and the three instruments blending as well as they did, particularly in that last song, but they have all morning. That doesn't just happen. A lot of people think that just happens, even if you're really good. It doesn't just happen, right?
Yeah.
And the music teacher's nodding her head.
We work really hard on that blending thing.
Yeah, well, it's important. Sidewalk String Band is who you're hearing, and you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Given the length of old-time tunes, I think we probably have time for three more, just to sort of make sure we're on the same page of the old-time song book. What do you think is next?
So we have a song called The Salty Dog Blues. This is partially a tribute to old-time radio, so we're going to give it a shot here.
This is one of my favorite songs.
Mm. And yeah.
I had a songbook by... I can't remember whose songbook it was, but it taught this song, and it was prefaced with, "This song has many verses, some of which are clean, and others are funny."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, clean funny and funny and is kind of what we're going for.
The opposite of clean is funny.
Yeah, I liked how they were considered mutually exclusive, and I can't remember... the songbook. It might have been a Doc Watson thing, but
So this is the one we kind of like to loosen up a little bit and have some fun with. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it'll all come together. But let's see what happens here. This here's Salty Dog. Solo on this thing, so I'm just gonna talk for a little bit. We figured since we're being on a radio show today, we're gonna try out our old-time radio voices. Let's see how it stacks up. Salty Dog, here we go.
Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
I thought that sounded pretty good.
Stretching my means, went to hang the wash up and I burned the beans.
Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Your salty dog.
Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
We got another verse for you.
Hey there, mama, I've got it made, 'cause we're playing that Saturday Light Brigade. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Not you, Mama, I was talking to someone else.
Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Dog's more than just a canine with a sodium deficiency. We're gonna try out dog voices. All you people out there in Radioland, feel free to bark along with us. Alright, one more time.
Let me be your salty dog. Salty dog.
Okay, I lied one more time right now.
Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Your salty dog.
Sidewalk String Band. No hogs were harmed during the performing of that song, too. You folk process the verses there.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
7 before noon. What do you want to do next? I want to be sure we try to get...
What do you think? Hyperdrive.
Okay. Hyperdrive.
Let's do Hyperdrive.
Ooh.
All right.
Bob, listening in Washington, PA, just posted a note on Facebook to say how much he's enjoying your playing.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
As are we. Boy, I hope you'll come back. I'm going to get to see you in a few days at the Solar Concert Series. Come watch these guys and listen to them. They're great. 12:15, it's not hard to park or walk over here on the north side right in front of the Children's Museum. I'm going to do my little bye-byes, so you'll end up, or just my little acknowledgments. Andy Collier did a great job mixing all throughout the morning, and we thank him. Jen Strang from the Mount Washington Community Development Center early this morning, who was proud to announce the opening of the Emerald View Trail taking place on Mount Washington this Tuesday. Hope Savasta is still here with her folks who sang earlier this morning, and Evan Harris still here listening along. Thanks to you as well for being here with us today. And we'll get one more from the Sidewalk String Band here on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
All right, nail that catfish to the tree.
Thanks to the Sidewalk String Band, and thank you again to Andy Collier for a great mix, technical associate, and Ricky Berger, thank you, as always. Official wife Dave was today's photographer, too. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio, and please visit us at www.slbradio.org. as well as www.neighborhoodvoices.org, where it's always Saturday.